From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Anger erupts at Saudi execution. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says Saudi Arabia will face what he called divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Al-Nimr was a prominent Shiite cleric and a critic of Saudi Arabia's royal family. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday. Officials say at least 12 security force members were killed and 20 were wounded. The attack came at Camp Spiker, a former U.S. base outside the city of Tikrit. A local official says unidentified militants attempt to storm the Indian consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif Sunday. He said the gunmen fired rockets from a building under construction at the consulate, prompting a gunfight between security forces and the assailants. No details about casualties or damage were immediately available. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to run. The Rwandan leader's term ends in 2017. This is VOA News. Israel has filed murder charges against two Israelis for their involvement in an arson attack in the West Bank last July that killed three members of a Palestinian family. Robert Berger reports.
An Israeli court has indicted two Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. The indictment said the suspects were members of a Jewish terrorist organization. They were identified as a 21-year-old West Bank settler and a minor. The Israeli Justice Ministry said two other Israeli males were indicted for other terrorist activities against Arabs and their property. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. He spoke on CBS.
The world is talking about what I've said, and now big parts of the world are saying Trump is really right, at least identifying what's going on. And we have to solve it.
In the Al-Shabaab video, Trump is shown at a rally calling for a temporary ban on allowing Muslims to enter the country. He had made the call after an attack in California by a husband and wife team who investigators say were radicalized Muslims. U.S. President Barack Obama returned to Washington Sunday from his holiday vacation, planning to immediately impose new controls on gun sales. Mr. Obama and his family departed Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual two-week Christmas vacation in the state where the president was born. A militia group has seized control of a federal government facility in the U.S. state of Oregon. The group broke into the headquarters of a wildlife refuge Saturday after staging a march to protest the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned lands several years ago. Both men, a father and a son, have already served brief sentences for the crimes, but a federal judge recently ruled their jail terms were too short and ordered them back to prison. Nazarene pastor Brian Bowman commented.
Did they pay the price? In my opinion and many others, yes, they did. And for them to be given a further, more severe sentence, a lot of people are like, that just doesn't seem right. However, there are proper channels to go through. And bringing in a militant view, saying we're going to rise up if we don't get our way, we're going to use armed resistance, that's just not right.
Brian Bowman. For more on this story and others, check our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.